Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Why Are You So Scared? Tonight we have some true ghost stories that are sure to chill you to your bones. This story is called Stalked. A gentleman called Clint contacted me a few months ago after hearing me on a radio show to relate a series of very unnerving incidents in which he was stalked by something that is impossible to define. I was born in Granite City, Illinois, across the river from St. Louis. I spent most of my life in the inner city until I was 12 years old when we moved into the south central of Missouri, Ozarks. For me, it felt surreal being in the country after a 12-year-old lifetime in a concrete jungle. As a child of the city, you were always afraid to walk alone at night. We carried weapons, we traveled in groups for protection, we had escape routes planned where we could disappear fast in miles and miles of what seemed to me like endless humanity. Then at 12 years old, that all changed. I felt safe walking old country roads at night. Houses could be 2 or 3 miles apart instead of cramped and packed in together. You could walk all night and never see anyone. At school, my older brother and I made friends with some neighbors about 3 miles from us. My older brother was more friendly with Bruce, who was more of his age, and I made friends with Paul, him being more my age. One Saturday, I got bored and I decided to walk to my friend's house, which I didn't do much because it was a long walk, but off I went, and when I get there, my older brother is already there talking to Bruce, who is obviously still in a state of shock and fear by the look in his face. He told us something followed me last night while I was walking home. I thought it was a squirrel at first, and then it came closer. It got heavier, like a cow, then even closer and heavier. It kept pace with me through the woods till I came to a field, and I thought I'd die when it would show itself, but there was nothing to see. It's still next to me, only 10-20 feet away, but there's nothing to see, and this thing must be as big as an elephant by now. I remember thinking, oh my god, I hope that never happens to me. And the look of fear on Bruce's face haunted me anytime I walked dark country roads after that. In time, however, I forgot about it. Walking country roads at night, when I had to, was peaceful, relaxing. I enjoyed the solitude then. One night, 15 years later, in 1985, when I'm 27 years old, it happened to me. I had an old beat-up pickup truck that I only used for short trips because it had a tendency to fail me on occasion, and I'd have to leave it on the side of the road till the next day when it would decide it would serve me once again and start back up and run just fine. About 3 miles from my house, there was an all-night truck stop called The Oasis, which had gotten honorable mention in the Garth Brooks song Friends in Low Places, and I'd gone there to meet a friend that never showed. So I left there about 3 a.m. About a half a mile from there, my old truck once again failed me. No big deal, I'm only 3 miles from home. So I leave it there, where it stalled, and I start walking. It was one of those nights when the moonshine is so bright you can see your own shadow, and you can see for miles. About 5 minutes after I started walking, it started. Quiet at first, it starts deep in a thick of woods, and it's keeping its pace with me, which unnerves me. During the day, it would have been hard to keep pace in the tangle of woods, but at night, it would be impossible. It made me aware that this was unnatural. Whatever this was, whether squirrel or deer, should not be able to keep pace with me like this at night. It very quickly started coming closer through the woods, and I became aware of this thing. It was bipedal, walking on 2 feet. As it came closer, I move to the other side of the road and keep my eyes on the woods as I walk. Up ahead, around a bend in the road, is a field that someone had bulldozed a section of woods into a deep hollow at the far end of the field. As I come up to this clearing, I tell myself that whatever this will be, plain to see in the moonlight, once it's out of the woods, and it will be something I should have known or expected there to be, and I'd feel silly that I, a grown man, had been afraid in the first place, but from the sounds it made in the woods, I knew that was not going to happen. Situations like this make a person cast about for a reason. You tell yourself that it's anything except what you can see or hear, or not see. However, when I did come to the clearing, it got worse. It came closer, it was louder, and from the sound it made, it must have been a couple tons. I heard cattle run before, and they make a heavy sound from their weight, but this was much heavier, and like I've said, bipedal. Now it's out in the open, and I still can't see whatever this is. I'm on the far side of the road, and this is from what I can hear no more than 30 feet away, just on the other side of the fence, and I should be able to see something. But there's just this loud thumping sound it makes as it walks next to me. If I walk faster, it walks faster. If I slow, it slows. If I stop, it stops. I then remember back all those years ago of the look of fear on my friend Bruce's face and how I'd felt dread that such a thing should ever happen to me. And now I'm thinking, this is real. This is happening. By now the fear was so palpable that if I'd had a knife, I could have cut you off a piece and handed it to you. But in spite of instinct to run, I kept a facade of calm and just walked. Running would give whatever this was reason to give chase. I keep walking by force of will and keep my eyes on the field next to me and my sights on the brush piles at the end of the half-mile-long field. There are whole trees in that pile, and it's twice as high as my house. Whatever this was had to stop once I got there. But it didn't. It just kept going on, straight through the brush pile, tearing up country as it did. Now, I could try and explain the sound of a five-ton spook tearing through brush, but there's just no way to describe it. Pow, pop, snap, still not good enough. But I will tell you this. Once and only once I screamed like a schoolgirl and took off running. I've never done that before, you know. Screamed in fear, I mean. It stands to reason that it must have stopped following me. I mean, I'm still here, but I don't remember the run. I don't think I was abducted or anything like that. My opinion is that I was fear-blinked. This was nowhere near the end of the story. I've talked to several people with similar stories of what I think this same creature that I now call Stickman. A couple months after my encounter, I was talking to my brother and told him what had happened and half expected him to call Bull, because that's how he is, one of those people that doesn't believe in anything. Anyways, he told me around the same time, a different night, he and his friend Steve were sitting on the hood of their car down by the Gasconada River, which is just outside our town and near where I had my scare, when they started to notice that they were hearing a noise across the river on the other side of a field that was next to the one where I'd had my scare. He said it started up top of a wooded hill about a half mile from where they sat. It was loud enough that they could hear it from the distance as it came down the hill and into an open field and continued toward them, getting louder all the way the whole time. As with me, there's nothing to see, and like me, they can't get their heads around that fact. We can't see anything, he told me, and from the sound of it, there should be a house walking towards them. It finally crossed the field and came to the line of brush that grew along the river and tore through the brush to the river and jumped in and started toward them. And the whole time, there's nothing to see, even though he and his friend could see the splash it made as it swam towards them. While he was telling me the story, he told me he had an overpowering urge to get in the car and beat it out of there long before it made it halfway across the field. But being young and all that, he wasn't going to be the first to turn tail and run, not with his friend there. It was when it jumped in the water and started swimming toward them that they both lost their nerve, jumped in the car, and fishtailed out of there. Now comes the story of Jack. Jack was a tattooed hippie type that once told me during a conversation about whatever this was that had followed me and scared my brother that he welcomed the unknown no matter what, no matter how dark. Yeah, he was a little on the scary side. We were having these conversations every morning because I was Jack's ride to work, and every morning he would walk to my house, have coffee, and kill time till it was time to leave for work. He lived about a mile from me, outside of town, and sometimes during the first week, he started riding with me. to work, he just sort of mentioned an offhand, don't care kind of way, tells me something followed me in the woods this morning. It does every morning. When I asked about it, he tells me basically the same story that my brother and I shared. He told me it started the first day he started walking to my house to catch a ride to work. If I'm walking next to the field, it's in the woods. If I walk next to the woods, it's in the field, he told me. He said it was there every morning, and when I asked him if he could see it, he said he thought it was hiding from him because he was trying to get a look at it. He told me, when it's on the other side of the road, in the woods, I try and surprise it and jump to the other side of the road, and it appears to go into the field. Then I jump to the other side where the field is, and it goes back into the woods. It went like that for a couple of months. Then one morning, he comes in for coffee and tells me, I saw it. It was in the woods, and when I jumped to the side of the road where it was this morning, it didn't go to the other side into the field this time. It was behind a tree, and it moved so fast. It was a blur, but it would stop long enough for me to get a good look at it. Jack told me it was 8 to 9 foot tall, and it was black and looked like a stick man, the kind of stick figure we used to draw as children in school. He said it moved so fast that it wavered into a blur as it moved back and forth between the trees, and that's what made the sound of loud walking that my brother and I had heard when it would stop so he could see it, standing still for a few seconds, then start the blurry, wavy movement again. Since then, my friends and I just call it Stickman. This all happened a long time ago. I don't walk country roads much these days, but every once in a while, I heard someone brag that they're not scared of anything and that they're gonna go out in the woods and dare any kind of boogie to show itself. My advice is, don't go. You'll find what you're looking for. In April 2013, John wrote an account of a very strange experience he'd had the night before. He had gone on the internet to try and find an explanation as to what it was and what he had seen. He found people who have also sent in their strange encounters, and he described his hoping someone else would recognize his experience and be able to make sense of this. He says, I live in northern Minnesota in a small town. I was out walking my dog on our usual route at around 9:15 p.m. Out on the edge of town, we usually walk over the bridge across the river and then come back over and head home. To get there, we turn at an intersection with some street lights behind us. As we're approaching the intersection, a tall silhouette figure walked very fast across it, dressed all in black and wearing what looked like a duster coat. With the lights behind me, I should have been able to make out the person's face, but it was like he was a silhouette. There were no details. It seemed to be male, but it was moving unnaturally fast toward the bridge. My dog started to get very agitated. As I looked up again, the figure had reached the bridge, and it seemed to turn and look at us, but I can't be sure how fast it had reached the bridge, and yet it had not made a sound. It's a quiet spot. I should have heard footsteps. I was very aware it was aware of us. I kept telling myself this was all in my mind, and yet as I was walking closer, my alarm bells were going off. I've been training in martial arts for the past 30 or so years. I also teach students defense tactics, but my training has taught me if it feels wrong, it is. I turned 180 degrees and started walking away. I swear I could feel it stare on my back as I walked away. It was so intense that I couldn't help but look back around to make sure it wasn't moving up behind me. I have to admit, I'm still uneasy about the situation. Alright, well, I hope you enjoyed our scary story for this lovely Saturday before Halloween. And just in case you're wondering, that story came from Truth Ghost Stories to Chill Your Bones, Tales for After Dark by Steph Young. Talk to you next time. Bye.